朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Father, we came to you today.
何等的权力让我们能够称您为父。
What rights do we have to be calling you the Father?
都是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成全的救恩。
It's all because what Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
也因着圣灵在我们里面更新的工作。
Also because the Holy Spirit works in our heart.
在对你的敬拜的诗歌中，我们向你敞开我们的心。
We open our heart in our worship songs.
我们也在你话语的面前打开我们灵里的眼睛。
We also open our spiritual eyes in your word.
愿主你的话向我们说话。
May your word speak to us today.
让我们都有一颗顺从的心来领受，来被你的话所充满，所感动。
So we all have obedient and listening heart, ears today. So we'll be filled with your Holy Spirit.
求主带领我们这一段时间。
May you guide us today.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
除了生命以外，这个世界上什么是最重要、人最需要的东西呢？
What is most important? Life.
是金钱？是名誉吗？
Is it money? Is it reputation?
是家庭？是健康吗？
Is it family? Is it health?
都不是。
No, it's none of these.
因为这些的东西我们没有，仍然能够继续愉快的生活下去。
Because we can live on without these things.
可是人若缺少了爱，人就没有办法幸福快乐的活下去。
But if we don't have love, we cannot live on happily.
因为没有爱的人生是一个痛苦的人生。
Because a life without love is a sad life.
因为爱是人生的润滑剂。
Because love is the lubricant in life.
今天世界上其实不缺少爱。
Today, actually, we are not in short of love in this world.
我们有天伦之爱。
We have family love.
我们有夫妻之爱，有手足之爱。
We have love from marriage and love from siblings.
我们还有 Twitter 上的粉丝之爱。
We have fans, love from fans on Twitter.
但为什么人还是生活的这样的辛苦？
Why are so sad?
因为我们缺乏的不是爱，而是一个真正爱的团体。
Because what we need is not love, but a loving community.
是一个团体，我们可以在其中去很自由的实践爱。
Because in this community, loving community, we can freely practice love.
这就是为什么神要设立教会的原因。
This is why God established churches.
因为教会是一个爱的群体。
Because church is a loving community.
历史历代以来，人在历史上都要设立各样的国度，各样的群体。
In history, there are all kinds of governments and communities built.
这些宗教组织，这些团体都是虚伪的爱的群体。
All of these religious communities and governments do not have true love. They have false love.
因为它是以人为本，没有真理。
Because they're built on people rather than truth.
中国的共产党、美国的民主党、共和党都是很大的群体。
Just like the Communist Party in China and Democrats and Republicans in America, they are all communities.
但是他们没有绝对的真理。
But they don't have absolute truth.
都是以人的思想为中心，以多数人的意见为意见。
They all center on people's thoughts and majority thoughts.
最后的结果一定是贪污，是腐化。
And the end will be corruption.
第二种是只爱同道的偏颇的真理。
The second kind of love is the partial love, the only love your colleagues.
所以这种的团体多半都是宗教的团体。
A lot of these communities are religious communities.
因为你信的是一样就是手足，如果信的不一样就是敌人。
Because if you have similar faith, you are brothers, sisters, otherwise you are strangers.
所以穆斯林他们的想法就是你是同道就是手足，不然就是 infidel。
Just like the Muslims, if you have different faith, you'll be infidels.
在真理是有一些，但是是非常偏狭的真理。
They have some truth, but it's very partial.
也有爱，但是强调是有条件的爱。
They also have love, but it's conditional.
第三种团体就是万神合一的虚假的真理。
The last kind of love is the unity of all kinds of gods.
最近又有 new hippies, 就是上一个世纪60年代的嬉皮又有复兴的运动。
Now there are resurrection of the hippies that were in the previous in the 60s.
因为追求肉体的放松、灵性的自由，就把这一种热潮带进了二十一世纪。
They brought all of those love for the based on the flesh and all kind of joys to the 21st century.
想要把基督教、回教、穆斯林、把印度教、佛教通通集合在一起。
They were hoping to unite all kind of religions and Muslims and Buddhism and all different kinds.
要引进一个文化昌明的地上天国。
They want to build a paradise on earth.
这一些虚假的爱的团体可以叫人得到一时的满足。
And this kind of community may provide material needs.
但是等到人真的需要爱的时候，却发现美梦破灭。
And you have the solution when you truly need love.
所以人就觉得痛苦。
So people are in dismay.
别的不讲，就光看这个 Ashley Madison 的事件。
Let's look at the Ashley Madison incident.
现在加拿大两个律师要 Classic Lawsuit 告他六亿美金。
So the two Canadian lawyers are suing them for $60 billion.
在罪的里面的时候，人是多么的觉得快乐，偷偷摸摸的做一些事情。
And the secret joy in sin.Brought such joy to people.
但是等到这些罪恶被暴露出来，那个爱都是虚假。
But when the sin was exposed, all the love is fake.
真实爱的团体是应当以神为本。
A true loving community is focused on God.
而且能够平衡神的爱跟神的真理。
It can only balance God's love and truth.
这个团体当中应当有神做最高的权威。
And God is authority in this loving community.
叫所有的人都自愿屈服在这个权柄之下。
All the people are willingly surrender to this authority.
同时又有真理做依据。
Also, we have truth.
不像美国的宪法可以一直不断地在上面加条款。
Unlike the American institution, you can always add addendums.
但是神的话是不能够继续加添一个字。
You cannot add one more word to God's words.
因为不讲真理的就是一种滥爱。
Because it's it's impure love if you don't love truth.
最近有一些的教会，他们也赞成同性恋。
Now some churches approve homosexuality.
这就是把自己的话要加进神的话里面去。
This is adding your own words to the Bible.
但是一个真实爱的团体是应当拥有神的真理和爱。
The true loving community will have God's truth and love.
神给我们这个托付，在地上要建立一个真的爱的真理的团体。
God gave us this command to build this loving community on earth.
我们怎么样来建立这一个爱的群体呢？
How we start about building it?
我们应当从神的话开始。
We should start from God's words.
今天早上我们要来看约翰一书第四章七到十一节。
Let's look at First John.
首先我们看到这个爱的团体有一个特征。
So first of all, we see there is a characteristic of this loving community.
在约翰一书第四章第七节说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
And in 1 John, verse 4 to 7, it said, Beloved, let us love one another.
主耶稣对门徒说，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。
Jesus told his disciples, you should love one another just as I have loved you. This is my command.
所以彼此相爱, 在这个爱的团体, 你是没有选择的, 是一个命令, 是一个必须要做的事。
So this is a command, a necessity within this community to love one another.
今天教会能够最吸引世人的地方, 是因为它是一个爱的见证, 爱的团体。
What we can, the church can attract the world is because we are a community of love.
当一个新生来到美国, 他见到一些基督徒的时候,
When a new student came to America and met some Christians,
他会对他们之间那一种爱的关系感到惊讶,
he will be surprised at how much love they show to them.
他也许会误以为说这些人在搞一个党派, 要做什么事情,
Probably they will mistook it as some hidden motivations.
他们会说, 哎, 牧师就是党委书记的,
Maybe they're saying that the pastor is the leader of that party.
最近几天我们看到在UC这一些, 大学生们, 基督徒,
We met some Christian, Christians in, among UC students.
每一天早上他们忙着在新的同学去银行开户头办电话搬家等等忙得不得了
Every day they're so busy they took students to go to open the bank account and look for apartment, etc.
累了他们就彼此鼓励受委屈了他们就彼此安慰
They comfort each other and they encourage each other when they're tired or misunderstood.
他们在遵行主的命令
They are obeying God's commands.
但我也看到有一些弟兄姐妹
We also saw some brothers and sisters.
他们答应了要来帮忙
They promised to help.
可是要轮到他们做的时候 他们就有许多的借口
But when it's their turn, they will have many excuses.
他们没有遵守神的命令
They are not following God's commands here.
在这一个爱的群体里 我们都必须要遵守神的命令
In this community of love, we should all obey God's words.
这个爱的群体有什么样的动机呢?
What is the motivation of this loving community?
第七节到第八节,
From verse 7 to 8.
因为爱是从神来, 凡有爱心的, 都是由神而生。 哇, 我一个人念不, 我们一起来念好不好?
Let's read together.
一二三, 来, 因为爱是从神而来,
God, whoever
凡有爱心的, 都是由神而生,
God,
并且认识神。 没有爱心的, 就不认识神,
God,
因为神就是爱。 人的爱来得很快, 去得也很快。
People's love comes and goes quickly.
所以有人说, 因为不认识而结婚, 因为认识而离婚。
Some people say that we get married because we don't know each other, we divorce because we know each other.
因为人的爱本质上都是自私的。
Because people's love is selfish.
有的时候父母对儿女的爱也是如此。
Sometimes parents' love to children is also selfish.
因为他们是期望别人说, 你看这个父母教孩子教得多好。
Because they are expecting some praises from other people.
真正的爱应当是从神来。
True love is from God.
因为他说是由神而生,
because it's born from God.
由神而生的意思就是从神而来,
because it's from God.
因为人是按着神的形象造的,
because we're built according to God's image.
所以人有神的特质, 那就是爱,
because we have God's characters, which is love.
这里讲到爱心, 有爱心, 没有爱心, 这两个字, 原文都是动词。
We talk about whether you love, you have the loving heart, is all the verb, action verb, actually.
所以爱是有行动的,
so love has actions.
也是主动的,
it's also
active.
But because of our selfishness, we are changing this to a passive action.
神是永不改变的,
God is eternal.
当我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主的时候,
When we accept Jesus as a Savior,
耶稣他无罪的性情就进到了我们的里面。
The purity of God's character came to us.
所以说我们是从神而生。
So we say we are born from God.
不但如此, 真爱的人他是认识神。
Not only that, those people with true love knows God.
认识神的意思就是和神保持一个继续不断的关系。
Knowing God is you keep a good relationship, close relationship with God.
因为真正的认识是一个过程。
Because truly knowing is a process.
好像我从来都知道师母她是对hashtag不感兴趣。
Just as I know that my wife is not familiar with high-tech stuff.
但是自从她有iPhone 5的时候, 她就开始在texting。
But she changed after she got hold of iPhone 5, she started texting.
我都不会用。
I don't even know how.
所以我对他有新的认识。
So I have some understanding of her.
我们如果对神 是有爱的话，我们会要继续不断地认识他。
If we have love to God, we'll want to understand Him more.
同样，我们有这种爱来爱人的时候，我们会继续不断地认识我们当爱的人。
When we have this kind of love toward others, we would want to understand them more.
因为认识是更加的亲密。
Because understanding brings closer relationship.
那么什么是爱的榜样呢？
And what is example of love?
我们来念第九节。
Let's read
verse 9
together.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生，神爱我们的心在此就显明了。整本圣经除了道理之外，你会发现一样东西。
In the scripture, other than the knowledge, Bible knowledge, you'll find one thing.
那个就是榜样。
That is example.
有好的榜样，也有坏的榜样。
There are good examples and bad examples.
因为我们的神是一位行动的神。
Because our God is an action God.
他不是要我们光光明白道理。
He doesn't want us just to understand a theory.
而要我们有实际的行动。
He wants actions from us.
爱的本身就是行动。
Love is action.
所以神必须要差他的儿子到世间来。
So God will send His only beloved Son to this world.
因为他要叫人得生命。
Because He's giving life to people.
主耶稣钉在十字架上有两方面的意思。
The meaning of how Jesus was crucified, there are two meanings.
第一就是叫信他的人可以跟他联合。
First of all, for those believers to be united with Him.
联合的意思就是我们这个罪旧人跟他一同死了。
Being united is that our old self died with him.
让我们新的人可以跟他一同死。
So that our new self will be born with him again.
这叫做使人得生的意思。
This is to be resurrected.
我们来传递上帝的爱。
We are preaching God's word.
我们最终的目的是叫人能够像耶稣一样。
Our ultimate goal is to have people to be Christ-like.
叫他能够活在每一个人的心里面。
So they can live in everybody's heart.
所以每一个人都有一个重生，一个新的生命的诞生。
So everybody will have a new life to be born again.
那你如果真的爱一个人，
If you truly love someone,
你也应当爱他的灵魂。
You will love his soul.
让他的灵魂能够免去永远的灭亡。
So the soul will not have the destruction.
那你一定要帮助他来认识耶稣。
You'll help that person to understand God.
让他能够得到新的耶稣的生命。
So that person will have new life from God.
但是要付出这一种的爱，你就必须先死去。
To get this kind of love, you will need to die first.
这就是牺牲的意思。
This is sacrifice.
在世界上没有任何一个标志能够像十字架这样子的特别。
There is no other symbol in the world is as special as the cross.
我们看到十字架，我们看到救护车上的十字架，我们说这是代表拯救。
We see crosses everywhere. We see a cross on the ambulance. We see that's a sign of salvation.
我们看到教堂的十字架，我们说这是代表圣洁。
We see a cross in the church. We say that symbolizes purity.
我们看到送给女朋友。景象上的十字架，我们说这是代表爱情。
We see a cross necklace given to a girlfriend. We say that's a symbol of love.
我们看到坟墓旁的十字架，我们说这是代表安息。
We see a cross on a tomb. We will say this symbolizes peace.
但是你不要忘记，两千年前十字架所代表的是死亡，是恐惧，是惩罚，是污秽。
But let's not forget, 2,000 years ago, a cross symbolizes sin and penalty, punishment.
为什么今天十字架却成为拯救、圣洁、爱心跟安息的记号呢？
Why would cross symbolizes all these great qualities nowadays?
那是因为耶稣曾经钉死在十字架上，就完全改变了十字架的意义。
Because Jesus was crucified on the cross 2,000 years ago and totally transformed the meaning of cross.
真实的爱是要使别人得生命，同时要牺牲自己。
True love is to give other people life at the sacrifice of yourself.
但是爱的群体应当有怎么样的行动呢？
But what actions will a loving community have?
我们继续来念第十节。
Let's continue reading verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。差他儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。挽回祭原来的意思就是补偿，补偿的意思。
Propitiation, the meaning of it is to make up.
原来 犯罪不是做错事,
Actually, sin is not to do something wrong.
而是得罪神,
it's sin against God.
任何一个罪的事情,行动,说谎也好, 虚伪也好, 不光是得罪人, 更是得罪神。
Any sinful behaviors, you don't just sin against people, you sin against God.
得罪人,我们可以想办法补偿。
When we sin against people, we can look for opportunities to make up.
可是得罪神,你不认识神,你怎么样子免除这个罪呢?
But if you sin against God and you don't know God, how can you get forgiven?
神用的办法就是无罪的,代替有罪的。
God uses those who with no sin to take the place of those who have
sinned.
Is there one person who doesn't sin?
In this world.
In this world.
所以神才要差派他的儿子到人间来。
That's why God sent his only beloved son to this world.
因为只有他是从来没有罪的。
Because he is the only one who never sinned.
神的公义要求无罪的来代替有罪的。
God's righteousness asks for that those who never sinned to pay a price for those who sinned.
我们付不出这样的代价。
We are not able to pay for this price.
所以耶稣基督替我们付了。
So Jesus paid for us.
这是十字架第二方面的意思。
This is the second meaning of cross.
牺牲, 什么是牺牲?
Sacrifice.
中国字你们看出来, 这个牺就是一个牛,
You can see the Chinese character.
旁边一个公义的义。 生这个字就是旁边一个牛，又加上一个生命的生。
We're explaining about the meaning of these two characters, 牺牲, which is sacrifice, which has an ox in it, righteousness and life. So something related to the sacrifice of Jesus.
所以主耶稣的公义使我们得到生命。
So the righteousness of Jesus gives us life.
因为真实的爱里面一定要有
Because there is always sacrifice in true love.
神的爱也是一种饶恕的爱。
God's love is also a forgiving love.
只要我们肯接受他的恩典, 他一定会饶恕我们。
As long as we're willing to accept His grace, He will forgive us.
真正的爱有公义也有饶恕。
True love has justice and also forgiveness.
公义就是牺牲, 慈爱就是饶恕。
Righteousness is
sacrifice,
a love is forgiveness.
所以我们每一个人在实行神的爱的时候, 都应当有饶恕, 有牺牲。
So we, every one of us who practice God's love should all have sacrifice and forgiveness.
我看到有一位弟兄, 他自己的孩子在生病当中。
And I saw a brother whose son was sick.
但是他仍然去帮助别人, 去医院, 去探望别人。
But he still went to the hospitals to visit those patients.
我看到一位姐妹本来她要换装她的厨房。
I saw a sister who was going to renovate her kitchen.
因为有一位学生没有钱, 家里有了变故, 没有钱付学费。
Because a college student was not able to pay her tuition anymore.
所以她就把这个钱拿来帮助那个学生付学费。
So the sister paid the tuition for her.
这就是牺牲。
This is sacrifice.
在过去20多年在这个教会的服事里面, 我也有许多的学习。
In the past 20 years of serving in this church, I have a lot of learnings too.
你们都很爱我, 也都还算尊重我。
You all love me very much, and you respect me sort of.
但是我告诉你, 在我刚开始传道的日子里面, 很多人他们对我是有误解的。
But I tell you, in the beginning, in the very beginning days when I became a pastor, there are a lot of misunderstandings.
有一次我去传福音到一个同学的家里面, 他太太请我去的。
And one time, somebody invited me to share gospel in their home. The wife invited me.
当我要开始翻圣经, 那丈夫就跳起来说, 我不许你讲圣经, 你出去。
When I was about to open the Bible and share the gospel, the husband stood up and said, No. You cannot do this. Get out.
没有神的爱在我的里面, 我怎么样能够继续的去帮助他们?
Without God's love in me, how can I continue helping them?
弟兄姐妹, 当我们在实践爱的时候, 我们绝对不能够用自己有限的爱。
So brothers and sisters, when we are practicing love, we can never use our own love.
我们只能够用神那种无限的爱来帮助人。
We can only use God's limitless, unlimited love to help others.
什么是神无限的爱呢?
What is God's unlimited love?
在这个爱的群体当中，我们怎么样能够成全呢？
In this loving community, how can we accomplish that?
我们继续来念第十一节。
Let's continue reading on.
来，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样的爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完全了。我们的神是没有形象的神。
Our God is an invisible God.
你要看神，你只能够看到神在爱他的人身上的表现。
If you want to see God, you can only see God through those people, demonstrate in those people.
神就是爱，每一个神的儿女都有责任把这个爱活出来。
God is love. Every daughter and sons of God
need to demonstrate this love. 我们怎么样能够活出神的爱来？
How can we live out God's love?
首先我们要被神的爱常常的充满。
First of all, we should always be filled with God's love.
当我们在一起唱诗、在敬拜、在祷告的时候，
When we sing together, we worship together.
我们就是让神的爱来充满我们。
We are asking God's love to fill us.
当我们来读圣经，我们来互相的分享鼓励，我们就是到加油站加油。
When we are reading the Bible and share the gospel, we are getting recharged.
只是我们加的是圣灵的油。
But we are getting recharged by the Spirit, Holy Spirit.
我们需要主耶稣的爱天天充满在我们里面。
We need God's love to fill us every day.
这样我们才能够活出里面的爱来。
So we can live out our inner true love.
因为不是我们可爱。
It's not because we're lovable.
也不是我们这个人有多大的爱。
It's not because we have lots of love.
乃是因为在我们里面的耶稣基督可爱。
But because the God in us is love.
乃是因为在我们里面的基督有无限的爱。
Because God in us has unlimited love.
只有他充满我们里面的时候，我们才能够把真实的爱流露出。
Only when we are filled by His love, we can demonstrate true love.
这个就是基督人是基督徒的意义。
This is why Christians are Christ-like.
因为我们是生活在一个充满了虚谎的一个世界中。
Because we are living in a world full of lies and hypocrites.
我们只有自己来建立一个爱的团体。
We can only build a community of love ourselves.
在那一个团体里面，我们可以自由的来实践神的爱。
In that community, we can freely practice love.
在这个团体里面，我们的标志是彼此相爱。
The sign, our signature in this community is love one another.
我们的动机是爱从神而来。
Our motivation is that our love is from God.
我们的榜样是耶稣基督他舍身的爱。
Our example is Jesus died for us.
我们的行动是饶恕牺牲。
Our action is to forgive and to sacrifice.
我们的成全是基督住在我们的里面。
Our fulfillment is that God lives in us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道 CCC 代表什么意思吗？
What do you know the meaning of CCC?
啊？CCC 代表什么意思？
What does it stand for? CCC.
啊，对了， Christ-centered community.
Christ-centered community. CCC.
哈哈、你现在才知道 CCC 不是 Cincinnati Chinese Church.
So you know it's not just Cincinnati Chinese Church.
那没什么意思。重要的是我们是一个爱的团体。
Most importantly, we are a community of love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，真的，我们希望 CCC 是一个以基督为中心爱的团体。
We pray that CCC will become a Christ-centered community.
在这个里面，我们来学习彼此相爱。
We learn to love one another here.
主啊，今天你的话感动我们。如果我们有刚做的事，我们就来求人的饶恕。
If your words touch our heart today, if there are things we should do to forgive us and show to us.
如果今天我们有当牺牲的事情，让我们就牺牲。
If there are things we should sacrifice today, then we will sacrifice.
如果今天你要我们去爱一个人，甚至不可爱的人，就让我们有能力去爱。
If you tell us to love somebody, even though that person is not lovable, let's go love that person.
让我们从这里做出发点，我们把你的爱带到这个世界。
Let's say this is a starting point. We bring your love to the rest of the world.
让每一个人都能够加入这一个爱的团体。
Let everybody join this community of love.
让整个世界成为一个爱的团体。
Let this world become a love of community.
求你帮助。
God, please help us.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页 复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。